Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship on this wonderful Sunday morning. It is a great joy to be gathered here together. There are a few announcements to share with you. We'll be having a combined worship service for Easter Sunday at 10:30, and then we'll be having an Easter egg hunt downstairs following the service. So please join us for that. And now I believe we have a report for the fish dinners.
Just on behalf of our committee here of Nancy, Jackie, Cindy, and myself, we just wanted to come up front and say thank you because it just took so many people each week helping.
We served an amazing 461 dinners on Friday night. And the better news is we served a total of 1,717 dinners for the 4 weeks.
Well, I would especially like to thank all the people who took potatoes home each week, washed the potatoes, carried them back, and baking about 1,750 potatoes. That's a lot of potatoes. So thank you all very much.
And we had 69 pies and I don't know how many other variety of desserts. And that was just last week. The pie room thanks you so much for all that hard work.
Again, we want to thank everybody. It isn't just a few people. It's a whole church doing this. And for 4 weeks, it's an amazing thing. And we do want to especially thank again the scout troop that came in and helped us each week, especially doing all those dishes. They were a wonderful, wonderful help, and we appreciated it. Thank you to everybody.
At this time, I would like to invite you to center yourselves, to find quiet in your lives as we will listen to Mark play the piano, and you are invited to read the words listed in the time of centering in the bulletin if you would like.
Thank you.
Shall we stand in body or stand in spirit for our call to worship? In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low.
The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain.
And then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Shall we sing together? Together. Almighty God, on this day your Son Jesus Christ entered the holy city of Jerusalem and was proclaimed king by those who spread their garments and palm branches along his way. Let those branches be for us signs of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our Lord and follow him in the way.
Good morning. The scripture readers this morning comes from Mark 11, verses 1 through 11. Jesus and his disciples reached Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives. When they were getting close to Jerusalem, Jesus sent two of them on ahead. He told them, "Go into the next village. As soon as you enter it, you will find a young donkey that has never been ridden. Untie the donkey and bring it here. If anyone asks why you are doing that, say, 'The Lord needs it and will soon bring it back.'" The disciples left and found the donkey tied near a door that faced the street. While they were untying it, some of the people standing there asked, "Why are you untying the donkey?" They told them what Jesus had said, and the people let them take it. The disciples led the donkey to Jesus. They put some of their clothes on its back, and Jesus got on. Many people spread clothes on the road, while others went to cut branches from the fields. In front of Jesus and behind him, people went along shouting, "Hooray! God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. God bless the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hooray for God in heaven above." After Jesus had gone to Jerusalem, he went into the temple and looked around at everything. But soon, it was already late in the day, he went back to Bethany with the 12 disciples. God's word for God's people.
Thank you.
Follow you all the days of our lives. Amen. It is today that we celebrate Palm Sunday, the beginning of a holy week. Today is a festive day when we wave our palms in the air, we sing joyfully, and dance if we like, because we remember that Jesus came into Jerusalem to the ordinary people. It is almost as if Jesus came into our hometown. So when Jesus comes to visit or to stay, we need to prepare. We prepare for Jesus as we obey Jesus' instructions and as we make a way for Jesus. Jesus gave the disciples what sounds like strange instructions. Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find there tied a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, "Why are you doing this?" just say, "The Lord needs it." At first glance, it sounds like Jesus is asking the disciples, his friends, to simply take a person's colt. Risky business. And that is possible. It is also possible that because they had returned to Bethany and Bethpage that night, Jesus knew the person with the colt, and this was the code to receive the colt. Even if they all were acquaintances, this act was dangerous, for this was a dangerous time in the Roman Empire. It took courage to follow Jesus in those days, for there were threats from all sides, and any little whisper of a revolt would have been stomped down immediately and thoroughly by the Roman Empire. And here comes Jesus wanting a donkey. And now this donkey in our day, we think of donkeys as lowly animals, but in Jesus' day, a donkey would have been used by a king coming in peace. So while Jesus wasn't coming to proclaim himself as a king of war, he was still proclaiming himself as a king. And any king is a threat to the status quo. So it took courage to follow Jesus in those days. It also takes courage to follow Jesus today. It takes courage for us to follow Jesus when the world says that faith, church, everything is irrelevant, or else we have more questions than answers, for we value facts and knowledge. Following Jesus takes faith and courage, boldly believing that we are loved as we are, and that Jesus died for us, no matter the mistakes that we have made, takes courage. Accepting our own acceptance takes faith. In what ways can we live our lives differently because God loves us? To what are we willing to say yes? To what are we willing to say no? This week, we are invited to obey Jesus' instructions for ourselves. This week, we are also invited to make a way for Jesus in our own lives. Jesus came boldly into the city, and then notice what the crowds did with their cloaks and branches. In this Bible scripture, they were not waving them in the air, but they were placing them on the ground. I think of it as if it's a red carpet that they are getting ready for. They prepared the way for Jesus, and so too can we. I recently heard a story about two men from Wisconsin. These two city workers were in charge of shoveling an area of the city day after day in winter. You can imagine, not a job that is easy at certain points of the year. So day after day, they would shovel. And one day, they saw a man who was going to a bench, and he would place a flower on that bench, for that bench was dedicated to his wife's memory. So these two men decided to shovel a path for that other gentleman so that he could make his way to the bench. Sometimes, Steve Hartman, the reporter, wrote, "To make a difference in the world, you need a good idea. And sometimes, all you need is to recognize the good around you and to clear the way for it." What a simple act of clearing the way for the goodness in the world. The man said, "One day I pulled up there, and there's the walk shoveled, my knees about buckled on me." What a simple act of kindness that has made a difference in one person's life. In what ways can we clear the path for Jesus' work in the world? How we wish the story would end right here, or maybe just jump to next Sunday. But we know that the story of Jesus did not end when he came to Jerusalem on that donkey. First, Jesus went to the temple, looked around, and then went to Bethany with the 12 disciples because it was late in the evening. Bethany was about a suburb of Jerusalem because it was about 1 mile away, an easy walk, so they could return to Jerusalem the next day. Holy Week, the name of this week, sounds so wonderful, so sacred. But we know that it continues through Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and finally Easter Sunday. It is a difficult week, full of stories from which we wish we could protect our children and ourselves. Yet we remember again that there is nothing God will not do for us, because there is nothing God has not already done for us. This week, we will remember again how Jesus went to an upper room in a home with his closest companions, the 12, and knelt down before his friends and washed their feet. Jesus, the King of Kings, completing the job of a slave and instructing his friends and us to do the same. We will remember how Jesus then gathered those same 12 around a table and shared bread that would become a symbol of Jesus' body that would be given for each of them and for us. We will remember how he then took the cup of wine and made it mean a new promise between God and us, that we would no longer be separated from God, but God would choose to live with us. This week, we will remember that Jesus was betrayed by one of his closest friends for 30 pieces of silver. We will remember how Jesus went into a garden to pray and begged his disciples to stay awake with him, and they fell asleep. We will remember that Jesus was then arrested and taken into a city and questioned by those city leaders. One of those leaders questioned Jesus' friends, and he denied knowing Jesus 3 times. We will remember how crowds of people can so easily be swayed to cruelty and violence. Crowds in Jesus' day did the same. We will remember how Jesus was mocked and beaten and finally crucified. And we'll remember how Jesus sat in the tomb and we all wondered what would come next. It is a difficult story, the story of our salvation. But we give thanks that God chose to demonstrate God's love for us by giving up everything for all of us. God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. May our hosannas ring loud in praise of Christ Jesus. Amen. Shall we sing together? place. We trust that God's Spirit is with us. And now may the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the friendship that is the Holy Spirit bless, preserve, and keep you forever. Amen.
This has been Hosanna with Kim Farrell from March 29th, 2015. Our typically festive celebration of Palm Sunday is the beginning of Holy Week, a title which sounds wonderful in itself, but we know what is to come. It is a preparation for the reality of being a Christian then and even now. It takes courage to follow Jesus. This week we will remember again all the events. It is a difficult story, the story of our salvation.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.